Stephanie Kober, my guest here on our client chat on K-Bright Radio. When someone's just been in an accident, what are the first couple of things that they should do to protect their health and their legal rights? What do you suggest?
If you've been injured, you may end up filing a personal injury claim. So the first thing you need to do is document the facts. So if you're in a motor vehicle accident, you would call the police. If you were injured on someone's property, you could again call the police or notify the owner of the property. Probably both is good. Many people get injured at a retail outlet, whether it's a store or a restaurant or anything like that. And all of those businesses have forms they ask people to fill out to notify them exactly what happened. And it's a good thing because, one, you document that you were there. The facts are written, so you, as time goes on, you won't forget it because the facts are right there in writing in front of them. It also, you want to make sure that if there's something there that's a potential hazard, that the store is aware of it or property owner is aware of it so that they can make remedial measures so that no one else gets injured on their property. So that would be the first thing regarding the facts. I would also say in terms of health, if you are injured, it depends upon the degree of injury. Some people require ambulance to take them to the hospital, which usually comes with the police when you call them to make a report. Some people, whether they're with the, they make a police report or not, go to an urgent care. That way you document the injuries on the date or the date following regarding the incident, and then it attaches it to the facts of the accident. So you establish the facts and you establish the injury at the very beginning, just using common sense and taking care of yourself.
Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit. You want to get a record right away so that the insurance company will see that you have been proactive. You know, a lot of people, you probably have encountered this, Stephanie, they'll get into an accident and the adrenaline's pumping. Maybe they don't feel like they're injured. And then they wake up the next day or 2 days later and they've got massive back pain or whiplash. And that's why it's important to be proactive and go seek out medical care immediately if you can, so that you can get a record for the court to possibly see or the insurance company to see that you're taking this matter seriously.
Definitely. And also, you know, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we have a responsibility to the Holy Spirit to take care of ourselves, to make sure we're healthy. And if we know that, you know, we have been hurt, then we need to seek the proper medical attention so that we can get back to where we were prior to the time that the accident occurred.
Now, one of the things that I remember talking to you about is if you're able to, is to take pictures of the damage, not only to your vehicle, but to the other party's vehicle, so that, again, you have the facts right there in front of you. There's no guessing game. You document that. And back in the day, a lot of people would carry Polaroid cameras or portable cameras with them in their glove box just in case of an accident. Nowadays, it's a lot easier with our smartphones. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it is essential because you want to document the property damage, if you can, to the other vehicle along with yours so that there's no dispute after. Also, sometimes when there's a hit and run accident, try if you can to get the license plate number of the vehicle that hit you. It's essential to make a police report to be able to make a claim with the insurance company. If you just get the license plate number, if possible, the police department and or the insurance companies will be able to identify the registered owner of the vehicle. So I would also, at the scene of the incident, I would exchange and take photos of the other drivers if it's an auto accident, get the vehicle registration, the vehicle insurance card. You need to identify the individual who hit you, the vehicle that hit you, and the insurance company. That will be essentially paying the claim.
You can learn more about Stephanie and Kober Law by visiting us online at kbrightradio.com/Kover, C-O-V-E-R. Her client page on our website is full of resources, information, and links to get you in touch directly with Stephanie Kover. And her phone number is right there for you as well. We encourage you to save Stephanie as a contact in your cell phone in case you do have an accident. You know that you have the security of having a personal injury attorney right there ready to assist you. Stephanie is a Christian and a personal injury attorney with integrity and honor. She will fight for you, and we encourage you to get in touch today. Visit her at coverlaw.com or at kbrightradio.com/cover, C-O-V-E-R.